The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. May Allah accept your du'as and worships in the month of Ramadan. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We then send our congratulatory messages to our 12th and living Imam, Al-Hujja, Ajalallahu Ta'ala, Farajahu Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad. And to each and every one of you as we gather on this evening to celebrate the birth anniversary of our second Imam, Imam Al-Hasan Al-Mujtaba, alayhim afdalu salatu wa salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we can each get an opportunity to go for the ziyarat of our Imam at Baqi, and that we receive his shafa'at in the hereafter, inshaAllah. Our Imam alayhi salam was born on the third year after Hijrah, on the 15th of Shahru Ramadan. And the Imam alayhi salam, you know, like when I think about his birth, there are two things that come to mind. One is the birth itself, you know, the grand joy that must have come into the house of Rasulullah. Imagine when a baby is born, and this is something that the Prophet has been looking forward to. The mother and father, and who are the best of mothers and fathers, were looking forward to the joy that it must have brought into that house. Traditions tell us that it was the Prophet himself who recited the adhan and the iqama in the ears of this young baby. And then he waited. He waited for Angel Jibreel alayhi salam to come with the news as far as what the name of this baby will be. And so when Angel Jibreel alayhi salam does come, he begins with the standard greeting that as-salam yakra'uka as-salam. That the one who is salam sends upon you salam. It's beautiful, yeah? Beautiful. That's the way when you look at whenever the birth anniversaries of any of our Ahlul Kisa took place, that's the greeting the Jibreel came down. That salam, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sends upon you, O Prophet, his salam. And he says to name this Mawlud al-Hasan. We will inshallah discuss certain points from the life of our Imam that we can benefit from, inshallah. But the second thing, when the Imam's Wiladat comes about, you know, it signifies that, subhanAllah, half this month of mercy has already passed by, you know. And that's something that we have to be reflective about, you know. I think that this is a perfect opportunity, you know, like even when you talk about jihadun nafs and they talk about the different steps like muraqabah and muhasabah, the accounting and the overlooking, and then the muaqabah and the punishment that a soul has to go through for it to be refined. They say that, you know, like when it comes to making a good intention and a good way forward, you start before the action, right? Like you say, what am I doing this for? And so you start off having the right mindset, the right intention. And then the second time you do that is in the middle of the action. Oftentimes, you know, we have a good intention and then we look back at the end when that act is done and say, oh, something went wrong in the middle, right? And that's because in the middle of the action, we weren't reflective to see whether we are still on the same trajectory we had wanted to be on in the very beginning. You understand or no? And so it's important that in the middle of something, we stop, we pause, and say that, am I still doing this the way am I supposed to do it? Am I still trying to achieve the most that I am? And so when the 15th of Ramadan comes, I like to think, you know, I like to ask myself a couple of questions. And the first one being, have I achieved anything in this month? You know, I think that's a legitimate question. There are so many great bounties available in this month, you know, the barakah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the rahmah of God, the maghfirah of God, All of these things are available. Taqwa is available. Ikhlas and sincerity is available. Have I tasted any of that in this month, right? And so that's a question that I have to ask myself. And whatever answer I get, the second question I have to ask is that what more can I do this month, you know? And I think that we have to have that mindset, because none of us know if we will be given enough life, you know, to see this month again. And so this is the month we have to maximize every opportunity that we get. You know, one of the things that I've been reflecting about a lot, and my Eid khutbah will be about this, is that, you know, when we look at the month of Ramadan, oftentimes we look at the month of Ramadan as the goal, you know, as the, you know, you have athletes, for example, who train for a particular event. Let's say they train for the Olympics. The Olympics is the goal, isn't it? And sometimes we look at Ramadan as that Ramadan is the goal. And so we work really hard and do everything that we can in the month of Ramadan, read so much Quran, do all of these things. And then we think, bas, chapter closed. Yeah, and then we kind of go back to our old ways. And I feel it's becoming more and more apparent to me that it's quite the opposite, you know, that Ramadan is that training ground. You know, that training that an athlete puts into for the event. The event is life after Ramadan. Because in Ramadan, this is not real life, right? We don't gather like this for 30 nights, right? We don't eat together like this. We're not hungry and thirsty for 30 nights or 30 days, right? This is not real life. And so this is the training ground. And whatever it is that you and I can accomplish in this month, if we are diligent, and if we have that mindset that, Ya Allah, whatever I do in this month, I want it to last for the rest of the year, then we will be very successful. Yeah? You read Quran in this month, not with the hope that you can just finish the Quran, but with the hope that after this month is finished, I will continue reading the Quran every day. That's the goal, right? In this month, we learn about God consciousness, right? We're so mindful of God. It's beautiful in this month, right? How we brush. I can't tell you the number of fiqh questions I get on a daily basis, right? That I had this go down my throat and I had this phlegm. And people are conscious about all of these things. Beautiful, right? The aim is not just to be conscious of God in this month in that way, is that we continue this way throughout the year to develop this God consciousness, right? In this month, we work beautifully to avoid sins, right? Nobody wants to sin in this month, right? Well, alhamdulillah, but let's try not to sin after this month then, right? And so I think the outlook is important. We have to switch the outlook. And we all, inshallah, in these next 15 nights, if we decide that, you know what, whatever I am going to strive for in this month is not just for this month, but that inshallah, these characteristics will carry forward for the rest of the year. And if we can do that, we will be successful, inshallah. And so we strive the last 15 nights, yeah? We strive. It's very easy that, especially after the amal nights, you know, we kind of just put it on cruise control. And we're like, let's just slide down the hill. You know, like you take the car up the hill and you put on neutral and just let it come down without wasting much energy. Let's not do that, yeah? Put the foot on the gas continuously till the end of the month, because it is a racetrack. You know, the second imam that we are gathered to remember today, he has a very beautiful hadith. He says about the month of Ramadan, he says, "Inna Allaha ja'ala shahra Ramadan midmaran li khalqihi." He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the month of Ramadan a racetrack for his creation. A racetrack, like a literal racetrack, how you would imagine a racetrack to be. He says, فَيَسْتَبِقُونَ فِيهِ بِطَاعَتِهِ إِلَىٰ مَرْضَاتِهِ. So he says, strive and work extremely hard to compete with each other for the sake of gaining closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We strive with each other, yeah? We work with each other. It's really good to maybe, like in a family, have a partnership, have some type of plan that, look, together we'll read the Quran, for example, in this month. Yeah, a family of four, then we split the Quran up in different siparas. Family of three, whatever it is, right? But then we help each other, support each other, be like, oh, you've done two, oh, I haven't done, so let me try to do some, right? But we compete with each other. That's the expectation, because at the end of it, the one who worked the hardest will be the one who won the race in the month of Ramadan, right? And this is the outlook that we should have about this month. We work, but again, why? So that it carries forward for the rest of the year. Inshallah, we will have a memorable and beautiful rest of these nights, inshallah. And the Laylatul Qadr A'mal, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept them from all of us, inshallah.
Dear listeners of The Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, you can follow this program entitled Minbar every day in the month of Ramadan. If you have any suggestion, you can send us your email at englishradio@irib.ir.
Love is everywhere, so much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran, I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan, ليتك دوما قريب.